Welcome to Shomar Shabbat and Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Am Yakav Shalom Alei Pasei Tzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Pei. The Mishnah Amud Beis, the last Mishnah Maseches Yuma, says Aveir Shvil Adam LeChaveru Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper At Shiratzes Chaveru. Yom Kippurim does not mechaper on Mitzvah Shvil Adam LeChaveru. Only in the Mitzvah between Am Yisrael and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Blazman Azar dashes from a pasuk Mikol Chatei Seichel Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Only what's in front of you and Hashem. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, "Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitaru, mi mitar eschem? Who's the one who's giving you tahara? Avicha shel hashamayim, your father in heaven." And that's what the drasha Rabbi Akiva has in this pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mitar am Yisrael. Now the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva have to do with the previous part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva is dashing the pasuk differently than Blos ben Azariah. Is it just because he wants to end the Mishnah and the Masechta in a nice way? Is it have to do with what Abbas ben Azariah said? So the Mashal here already says that Bekiva and Abbas ben Azariah are arguing. It's a Machlekes. And the Machlekes had to dash in the Pasuk. The Mashal doesn't explain what is the difference of the Machlekes. Just the fact that it dashed in the Pasuk differently. But the Rif on the Ein Yaakov says that Bekiva argues on the idea that Yom Kippurim ein mechaper at Shirat Tzes Chaveru. He holds that Yom Kippurim is mechaper. Even on that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tar Eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rectifies everything. That's how the Rif on the Yaakov says, and it seems that that's Pshat the Maharsho. Already the Tzlach over here says that that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem that anybody argues on this halacha that you must be Miratzach Haver, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So the Tzlach doesn't agree to say that's Pshat in the Maharsho, and he says it differently. But the Maharal in the Drasha Shabbos Shuvah says a beautiful idea over here, what Rabbi Akiva is saying. And this really gives us the key to the whole tshuva of Yom Kippurim in general. The whole idea of the kapara of Yom Kippurim. And the Maharal says, what's the idea that Rabbi Akiva is saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying, Mi mitar eschem avicha sheba shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the tahara on Am Yisrael Yom Kippur. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the tahara? Explains the Maharal that Am Yisrael's connection, dveikus to Hashem, takes away the chet. And this the Maharal explains in other places, beginning to see the tshuva, that the whole idea of tshuva, what is really tshuva all about? Tshuva means that a person says, I am connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hi, there's all kinds of sins, all kinds of avarice that were done. That's not me. That's something outside of me. That's the Yitzhara, that's the urges of the world. But that's not who I am. Who I am is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Am Yisrael dovek to Hashem, and they're one with Hashem, that connection in its own takes away all the averus. Because the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure and there's nothing missing Chas Hashem there, we're there connected with Him, so anything that takes away that avera goes away. And what seems the Maharal is saying more is, what is an avera? An avera is a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avera is the darkness, is a chait, is something chaser. We're chaser between us and Hashem. But the minute that we megala, that we really connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so automatically all the chait goes away. If the idea of a chait is a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, "Kavonei seichem ayum of dealing," the avoinus or a havdala between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the minute we're revealing how we connected to Hashem, these averus go away, and that's the idea of the mikveh Yisrael Hashem, says the Maharal. That we were completely immersed in part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's who we really are. That's our true essence. In the middle of the averus go away. But this the Maharal says, that's what Rabbi Akiva tried to point out. He's trying to say another drasha, why ben otam lechaveru mitzvahs cannot go away in Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, the tshuva of Yom Kippur, the kapar of Yom Kippur is we're one with Hashem. So it takes away all the separations, all the averus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't help between the averus between us and our friend. Yom Kippur doesn't automatically make you one with your friend. That's the avoid of Erev Yom Kippur, to become with one with your friend. As we spoke in the past, we'll get back to Beis Hashem and Daf Pizai. And the Maharal concludes that this is the special tahara that Am Yisrael has in Yom Kippur. And a different place, the Maharal says that's why Yom Kippur is called Kippur. Kippur is cleansiness. We take away the avarice and show the avarice are not part of us because we're completely connected to Hashem. And that's a special present that we have in Yom Kippur. That special tahara that even Malachim don't have, because we're completely immersed in it with Hashem. And the Kotzke Rebbe is brought down in the Sefer Emes Meretz Tzitzvach, that the same way when a person goes into the mikvah, if there's one here out of the mikvah, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Also, when a person is immersed in it with Hashem in Yom Kippurim, he needs to be completely connected, not to have anything out of the mikvah. And that's how the tahara of Yom Kippurim, that special, beautiful tahara that we get, will work. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.